A representative from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration visited West Virginia yesterday to announce an additional $330,000 of funding for opioid abuse prevention and treatment. Kara Lofton reports.
We have a problem that's bringing us to our knees.
That's West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources Cabinet Secretary Bill Crouch at a press event in Charleston.
Opioid problem and the substance abuse problem affects virtually every family in West Virginia.
Late last year, the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, known as SAMHSA, awarded West Virginia $5.8 million to combat the opioid epidemic. This week, they announced that West Virginia is one of three states, along with New Hampshire and Massachusetts, that will be awarded an additional $250,000 in an opioid state targeted response grant.
As part of this funding opportunity, what we did was we invited the 10 states that have the highest overdose death rates in the country, West Virginia, of course, being one of them.
That's Eleanor McCants-Katz, Assistant Secretary for Mental Health and Substance Use for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Specifically, what West Virginia will do with these funds is that they are going to establish an innovative and evidence-based approach to identify people with opioid use disorders who are seen in emergency departments so that those people can immediately get evidence-based treatments, including life-saving medication-assisted treatment, right from the time that they show up and are seeking that help.
But first responders and emergency room personnel often report that people who show up in the emergency room overdosing, or who have recently been brought back with the overdose reversal medication naloxone, aren't always ready to immediately get treatment or enter treatment at all.
One of the efforts we're going to be moving forward with very quickly, and probably in the Charleston area next, are the quick response teams.
That's Secretary Bill Crouch again.
The way that works is you have a team of folks who are responsible for identifying that overdose and going out within 24 hours and finding that individual and trying to convince that individual to go into treatment, to show the benefits of treatment and provide information to that individual. Sometimes that obviously works and sometimes it doesn't. There is no one time that works. It's an individual kind of decision that has to be made. But we believe if we can get out to those folks within 24 hours that we're going to have some success.
Huntington launched a quick response team in the middle of December 2017. In the first 2 weeks, 19 people the quick response team interacted with entered treatment. Crouch says he hopes to replicate Huntington's model in 5 or 6 West Virginia counties. The effort would be spearheaded by the West Virginia DHHR and accompany the ER work allowed by the new federal grant, and hopefully be one more step toward turning the tide of addiction in West Virginia. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.